Give me a shovel when you get there.
I'm going to get a shovel and a pair of gloves. Good.
Hey, I just happen to have a shovel from Shovel Rock today. It'll pitch you.
That'll work. That's something I'm comfortable with.
So far, anyway.
Thank you. Again, we are being recorded.
The day is still young. The day is still young.
Right, unfortunately.
I saw that look, Liz.
It won't be my mini pearl.
What is it? No, I don't know. I'm going to pass it around. What is it? Did he say what?
You
no,
and I.
Still haven't said.
That's it.
I think he just didn't want to. Work for free.
What's that?
I think he just didn't want to work for free, I guess.
Why would their phone bill be so high, you know?
Yeah, because so many people have a
same thing.
This phone bill, are you just talking about the breakdown
of these
two?
Like, I know that they got, apparently every employee got like an iPhone
at the event center. I don't know that. I know the police sergeants and above are going to have a phone allowance,
right?
And then
I don't think those are going to see that or not.
I'm sure the fire's the same
Murphy's
way.
Murphy's resignation letter.
Who's that?
You know, Todd Murphy.
Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Councilman Morgan.
Yes.
They were just the three highest out of that, because all the rest of them are like 40,
on the tour of the 50, fire
whatever,
station,
but I'm like,
six.
But if they each have an allowance, that would make sense, I guess.
Yeah.
They probably use it.
It's, that's not out of line. The other thing is, every police car has a mobile hotspot that runs off of... It's that cell. It runs off a cell tower, so that's what transmits data. I'm actually,
yeah,
that's got to be in a different line because it's more expensive than that. I want to say, well, in my time it was like $30 times 60 cars just a month in that.
Okay.
Mobile hotspot.
That's a lot of money.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be outstanding. Okay.
That works. But we're looking at the first week of May, and we'll get something set out. Fire station.
Okay. So disregard this then.
I think so. Considering you're the only one that works for you.
Yep. Dated 400 page packet.
I know, I was like, oh my god, that's huge.
Excited or sad?
Passover ends at sundown. I'm good again.
You looking forward to
sundown?
I was passing around because I just got one letter. I mean, I just.
Oh, yeah,
now I can eat bread again.
Is that the only restriction you got?
Yeah, no, no leaven at all.
Okay.
Certain hospitals. Today it looked like it was supposed to be cold, but it wasn't cold.
It was absolutely cold.
No, it was not.
I was going to wear a dress, and I thought
nope. So was I.
In Vegas.
You were.
I was going to wear a dress, and then I wore pants, and then...
And you regret
not wearing
your dress.
Not wearing my dress, because it was nice.
All right. That's cool. I think I'm getting sick, though.
Me too.
Because I'm freezing.
I've got... So I need to keep chugging the vitamin C. Everyone's doing it.
No one's doing it.
Everyone's doing it.
Really? If it's just me, can we get the meeting back? So it's just me.
Am I the one that got the climb in?
The what?
I never got it.
Climb Wyoming?
No, I got an invitation to it.
April 26th.
I wonder if it was because it's in our ward.
It might be in my mail.
I got it mailed to my house.
When is it?
I bought the dinner.
Damn it.
Out of town.
I went last time. Is that a weekend? No, it's a Wednesday.
No.
Oh. I'm out of town the entire week.
Where are you going?
Guernsey.
I'm going to Atlanta.
Okay, guys. I know we're behind and it's my fault. I'm sorry. Day. Liz is going to walk us through any changes on the agenda while I still try to get organized.
Council, good evening. We do not have any changes from what was published. As of last night, we did have a correction because we added Mr. McDonald's discussion under consent, as well as under consent that crazy appointment of the assistant interim person, okay? So those are the two corrections to the agenda that you all received the other night, or on Friday, that was sent out from the city. We do have several city staff members behind you on the wall. Well, not on the wall, they're sitting. They're not like...
It's not wanted posters, at least.
Well, not yet. But on the agenda this evening, at this time of year, we get into a lot of the contracts that are just part of our seasonal work. And whether it's working on the streets, working with code enforcement on weeds and all the what the rain spring. So my thought was, if you have any questions about any of the contracts that are coming up that are all currently on consent, we've got Shelley LeClaire that can address any of the contracts related to the four contractors that you would be approving for weed and litter abatement throughout the summer season into next year. Shad Rogers heads up streets for us and all the repair work that we'll see going on with the street work and keeping our right-of-ways in great shape. So if there's anything on the materials that are part of the contracts for this evening, Shad is here in pre-session, along with Mr. Beamer. And then at the far end, we've got Craig and Aaron. Some of the early public hearings that you're gonna hear tonight revolve around the old Yellowstone District, recommendations being brought forward from the Planning Commission, of which they oversee that entity. And so they're here if you had any questions on the code and ordinance changes that we'll be presenting in public hearing. So that's the city team that can address questions. And other than that, we have the usual suspects around the room. So.
Questions on the agenda? Mm-hmm. Do you guys have anything you want to go around the table with, or do we want to just take a break and get organized?
Yes.
I'm organized.
Okay, I'm organizing. Carry on.
Carry on.
Talk amongst yourself. You're going to head out to be with our bright spots.
Yep.
They sent cookies. My opinion may change.
I know.